The governor spoke this morning with the Arkansas Tobacco Settlement Commission. He said using money from that settlement is now helping cut the waiting list for people with disabilities to get state services. KUAR's Michael Hiblin was at the meeting, and he joins me now live with details.
Well, Jacob, after coming into office, Governor Hutchinson had proposed using some of the money from cigarette makers to cut into the long waiting list the Department of Human Services had in providing services for the disabled. Hutchinson told members of the commission that it is now making a difference.
You embraced that idea, which I wanted to thank you for it. And we devoted $8.5 million of tobacco settlement money that would go to reducing the waiting list. But that allowed us to leverage that money with federal proceeds, which was $20 million. That combined allowed us to reduce that waiting list by 500 individuals.
Among those people is 19-year-old Reagan Reeves, who attends Bryant High School. At 13 months old, she was diagnosed with a neurological problem. Her mom, Wendy Reeves, told the commission the family has been on a waiting list for 8 years in need of assistance.
We were told she wouldn't walk or ever talk, and we're doing all those things. But now, as far as working towards independence, we have someone through waiver who can come in and help Reagan in the evenings and on the weekends learn how to take care of herself, because we've done that all of her life.
And the governor is now asking for continued support from the commission using that money to cut into the state's disability waiting list. Jacob?
Thanks, Michael.